Okay, it's September 2nd, 1988, and we have Giovanna.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you say your last name?
Vastarella.
Vastarella.
Mm-hmm.
And where were you born?
L.A.
Los Angeles?
Yeah, but I didn't really live there.
But you didn't really live there?
Monterey.
When did you, when were you born?
February 24th, 1970.
And what's your permanent address?
442 Larkin Street in Monterey.
Monterey, California.
93940.
And, you know I'm going to do this book called Attic, and your photographs that we took is going to be on one side, and your story is going to be on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And, I want you to share your experience, strength, and hope about what happened in your life. Some pain, some joy, your spiritual path today, what it was like, so that there might be hope for other people like all of us. And, talk as long as you like. Take it easy.
Okay. Well, I'm an only child, so my mom's only baby. She's totally overprotective of me. And, school has always been totally easy, so my mom always had these really high expectations of me, like I was supposed to be some fucking brilliant, career-minded individual or something, and I've always felt like I never could be, you know, I could never fit that perfect little mold that she had in me. I kept letting her down, and I do weird shit and get in trouble and look weird and act weird and be totally hostile and angry, and she couldn't understand what was going on with me. But she just, you know, expressed her disappointment in me all the time. So I always felt like I was just failing her in some way. Life was pretty happy while I had a stepdad who lived with us, and they got divorced when I was 11, and a lot of shit went down in the family, and I heard a lot of shit about my mom and stuff that was behind the scenes before, and I didn't like it at all. I didn't like any of it, what was going on, so, and it hurt a lot, I think, at the time. But, you know, I was never told, I was never taught, I never learned how to feel. And I didn't know that feeling was okay. And that was okay to feel pain. And that was okay to cry. And so I just shut off emotionally, like at 11. And so it was like the beginning of, you know, I know I was an addict from the day I was born, because my dad has this disease and grandparents, and it just goes way back, so I was doing pretty much dysfunctional family and all that other shit. So it was perfect when I started drinking and drugging, because it just reinforced that fact that I didn't want to feel anything, and so it was perfect, you know. And it started out fun, partying and getting ripped, and I basically was a garbage can. I just, you know, as soon as I'd get introduced to a new drug, I'd go off with it, and I basically did everything that I told myself I would never do. You know, I told myself I was never going to fly on acid, and I ended up selling it, and I told myself I was never going to use a needle, and the only thing I haven't tried yet, I told myself I'd never do this heroin, because I was afraid I would like it too much. And now I know that, I mean, I'm sure if it would have crossed my path, I would have done it. Just, you know, just about anything. I really loved to be numb and totally out of it and not have to feel anything. And it's fucking amazing that I kept the outside so neat and tidy. I don't understand how that worked. And I finished high school all 4 years, you know, all my friends dropped out. And the outside looked really nice and pretty, you know, and I like to keep it that way so people would get off my back, you know. All I ever really wanted from my mom is for her to just leave me the fuck alone so I could just be high and she would fuck with me. And, my using wasn't all that eventful. I've never been arrested. I got kicked out of the high school. Only one. And, I didn't really get in trouble that much. But, you know, none of that shit really matters because I drank and did drugs to get fucked up, period. It was no social, I don't understand social using. You know, people talk about how they had just one drink or whatever. I didn't drink because I liked the taste, you know, that kind of thing with it, but I drank because I liked it fucked up. And, I liked acid because it took me way out to La La Land. But I don't know. After a while, things stopped working, so I would just find a new drug, you know. And I don't know, I'm the type of person that would rather be up than down. And so I did coke until I found crystal meth, and then that was better. My drug addict thinking is like, well, you know, I can buy less for less money, stay high more, and so it's better. And so did that, and snorted it until it wouldn't go up my nose anymore, and started slamming it. And I think that was just like, by that time I was totally fucking out of it, and my little reality was like so warped into, I could just make the world around me whatever I wanted it to be, you know, in my reality, which is not the reality. I had no problems, you know, tons of friends, I loved myself, and it was just rosy. You know, but that was all my warped thinking. I just made it up to be whatever I wanted it to be. I fucking hated people. And I found, since I'm clean, that that's because I hated myself. You know, I'd fucking judge anybody just by the way they looked inside. You know, I was like, I had a really shitty attitude, like, you know, I already hate you, but if you can possibly prove to me that you are cool enough for me to be nice to you, then maybe I will, if you're lucky. You know, a real fucking ego, and like, I really was just scared, you know, that somebody was gonna fuck with me, and somebody's gonna, like, I don't know, try and fucking take something from me, not that I had anything to offer except drugs, but, try and rip me off, or fucking fuck me over in some way. I was just totally paranoid, and so I just fucking hated everyone, and had my own little friends or whatever. But I just projected negativity all around me. You know, drugs was such a negative thing that I was just a totally negative person. I couldn't really help it. You know, I didn't know another way. But I was really angry and hurt inside, and I didn't even know any of this, you know, because I never allowed myself to feel anything. The problem was that, you know, when I was happy, that was false too, because I couldn't really feel any true feelings. I just felt, you know, whatever I wanted to feel. So, I fucking went along my merry way and graduated high school and moved out and basically just went crazy, went off. I slammed speed every second that I could. All my money went to it, and I didn't even notice. I spent like $800 in 3 months on nothing, but nothing material. And I didn't even notice, you know. I was just so far out there to even notice that there was anything wrong with my life. That when I got put in rehab, I was fucking blown out. You know, my mom's the great enabler. She's always swept up after me when I get in trouble and stuff. She'll, like, take care of it so it doesn't look so bad. And she'd always get on my ass to get good grades. And she always made me have a job and all this stuff, you know. By her making me do all this shit, it just helped me in my disease because I stayed sicker because it looked like, I don't know, I guess I was trying to fool everyone thinking that I wasn't sick. That, you know, I did do other things besides drugs, which was not true. So this was Mom's last great attempt to save me, and so she put me in rehab, and I was just blown away. I didn't know what the fuck was going on. I don't even barely remember that day, because I was just so emotionally blasted out of the water. I did not know what the fuck was going on, because I couldn't be honest, you know. I was trying so hard to lie to myself and tell myself, I'm not an addict. I've never been arrested, you know. You go to meetings and hear these people's stories about how they lost their wife and their dog and their house and their car and their fucking 12 DUIs and prison and all this shit, you know, and I'd never done any of that stuff. And so I was comparing all, you know, all the stuff that people have been through in my life and saying, oh, well, I'm not that bad yet, you know, I'm not that bad. And after being in rehab, like, about 2 weeks, it started, you know, to clear my head a little bit. And because I wasn't loaded, obviously, at that time. And since the day I picked up my first joint, I can't remember really a day that I wasn't loaded. I think the most was like 3 days when I had to go somewhere with my mom or something. But so that was totally new. This first 2 weeks of rehab I was sober. It was weird. And I really started, I don't know what happened, but I really started to look objectively at what I was doing and where I was at. And I just realized, you know, the disease of addiction can be in anyone. It doesn't matter how much you've lost on the outside. What matters really is on the inside. And that's a beautiful thing about this program, is that it doesn't fucking matter who you are. You know, it's why you're here, because you're an addict, and that's what brings us all together. Because if you look at everyone in a meeting, it's amazing, the different kinds of people, you know. There's no way everyone would get high together, but we have a common bond because we all are addicts. And so I realized that, you know, the basic characteristics of being an addict were totally in me. And I learned a lot about the disease of addiction, and that it is a disease, and that it's incurable, and that it would kill me. I would fucking die in one way or another from this. And I started to come around, you know, decide that maybe I could want this. I also learned in there that I could have fun, and I didn't have to be loaded. There was a lot of other things to do. I used to tell myself, oh, I just party because there's nothing better to do in this foreign town. But that wasn't the case, you know. I didn't even take the time to look. So I just wasn't interested. I think I started caring a little bit. I don't know about what, not necessarily myself, but I just started caring about life, you know. I wasn't really suicidal when I was loaded, but I just didn't give a fuck. That was my problem. I did not give a flying fuck about anything, ever. Nothing. No people. I didn't care about anybody. I didn't care about myself. I didn't care about my house. My last place that I lived was with a recovering alcoholic, and I totally partied in the front house and fucking just disregarded everything around me. I just didn't give a care at all. I did not give a fuck. And so, I don't know. I think I decided that I didn't want to die that way. And without the drugs, man, it's like all of a sudden you start feeling again, you know, and I start feeling all these weird feelings that I hadn't allowed myself to do so long. It was like I was totally scared, shitless. I was just scared as all hell, full of fear, and a lot of pain, you know, and really confused. I didn't know what was going on. But I decided I'd give this a go, you know. To myself, I said, well, maybe I'll just try this for like 90 days, and if I don't like it after that, then I can just fail. But that wasn't the case. Of course, I you know, got into it. The more I found how much I can learn and how much I can grow by staying clean, you know, I try and keep my program simple. You know, I believe that as long as I'm working the steps, I'm not going to get loaded. If I work the steps in my daily life, you know, if I work the steps today, then I probably will not be market loaded today. It's about a 99.9% chance that I will not be loaded. And, it's like, it's hard. This is the hardest thing I've ever done because I don't fucking know how to act. You know, my whole identity was drugs and everything about me and everything I did. My brain was constantly on drugs. It was either getting drugs or being on drugs, always. Or fucking picking up plans and schemes on how to get more and how to get the killer deal. And it was just, it consumed every part of my life. And, so today, I don't know, it's not like that. I don't have to kill myself on a daily basis. I think one of the main reasons I was scared is because I just didn't know what to expect because I've never lived clean. I didn't, you know, all my conceptions about being sober was just fucking nerds in high school that, you know, lost or whatever. I didn't understand why anybody wouldn't want to do drugs. You know, that's why I think that shit about just say no is a bunch of bullshit. Because you can't just say no once you've started. It might work on kindergartners, but I think once you start, anyone will enjoy the numbness. So I didn't know how to live. That was my problem. That is my problem. I don't fucking know how to live. And so that's why I, you know, go to meetings, read the book, because that's what's teaching me how to deal with things. Like I said, it hasn't been easy. It's been totally hard. I've moved 5 times in 8 months being sober because places don't work out. I fucking got kicked out of my dad's house 2 months sober. I didn't have a car or a job or a home. And, you know, people took care of me, and it worked out. It was amazing. And I know that's all because I was clean, you know. I didn't even have to sleep outside once because people offered me their homes and food and helped me get a job, and I got my car back, you know, and things totally worked out. And I know that if I would have gotten loaded and just said, fuck this, I'd still be on the streets because that's what I was. But I wasn't, you know, I wasn't alone. People care about me, you know, and I didn't even care about myself. People said, we're gonna love you until you love yourself. And I told them to fuck off. And, they love me anyway. I don't know why. I really hated that, you know. Now I'm really grateful. I just know that as long as I stay clean, it can only get better. And as long as I get loaded, it can only get worse. That's what I try and keep in mind when I think it would be fun to go get ripped again, tweak out and stay up for days in a row, go back to that zombie state. You know, I don't think that would even work because my head's so full of program. You know, I'd just be fucking up. I'm glad to be here. It's not rainbows and beauty all the time, but that can be found, you know. I think the program works if you want it. You have to want it. You have to do it for yourself. There's no other way. And, I guess that's it.
Thank you.